WTAW News time is 6:05. It's 61 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zinert. An undercover investigation of three unlicensed Brian massage businesses that began with a tip to Brazos County Crime Stoppers has led to five arrests. According to the arrest reports from Brian Police, three managers were arrested for operating without a license. One of the managers and employees at the two other locations were arrested for prostitution. The investigation involved Rose Spa on East 29th and two locations of Chi Massage on South Texas and Royal Street. And more information and photos are online at WTAW.com. Two adults and two children from the Houston area were killed in a plane crash near the Navasota Airport yesterday. Grimes County Sheriff Don Sowell told our sister station, Navasota News 1550, a medical helicopter found the single-engine, four-seat plane for emergency responders. That's after another pilot reported the crash to authorities at Easterwood Airport.
It's in a wooded area, partial wooded, partial pasture area near the airport.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the victims, who are not related, had left Hooks Airport in spring, about 15 minutes before the crash was reported. Three people were hurt following a crash early yesterday morning at Welburn and Fitch. College Station police report a westbound SUV went through the intersection and was hit on the driver's side by a northbound car. The driver of the car was admitted to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. A passenger in the SUV and the driver of the car were treated and released. There's enough savings from construction contracts awarded by the Bryan School District as part of its November 2014 bond issue to pay for additional projects. Facilities Director Jeff Windsor says that includes additions at the Transportation Center.
We have 100 bus drivers over there, a great many of them women, and we have two toilets. That's just not acceptable.
That's part of moving bus drivers out of a portable building.
The break room where all the bus drivers are between their runs and between their shifts is in a portable building. We need to try to get them in a real building, in a real room that they can stretch out a little bit and get ready for the next run.
The $1.5 million project also includes a lift for bus maintenance and remodeling another building to move the grounds department from its current location off Highway 21. Three men want to represent Brazos County in Congress. They were among the participants in the recent Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum.
The first question dealt with veterans' benefits. Ralph Patterson of Waco says vets waiting more than a certain time for medical treatment should be allowed to see a private provider.
I believe Congress has to put rules in place to make sure that these people are held accountable that are not taking care of the veterans in the way that we've promised them we'll do.
Caleb Sims of Grosbeck says the Veterans Administration has failed vets and Congress has not fully addressed problems.
As far as the implementation, I don't think Congress is where that problem will lie. It'll lie in the hierarchy of the VA system itself. And we're going to have to move the executive and make sure that we get the people in place and hold accountable the people that are there.
Incumbent Bill Flores of Bryan says the VA secretary has refused to use his legal authority to fire substandard employees, which is something the Constitution does not allow Congress to do.
The VA secretary has all the power he needs right now to turn that beast around. I just hope he'll do it someday. When we get a new conservative president, we'll get a new VA secretary. We'll fix the VA.
A reminder, Election Day voting in Brazos County can be done at any location. The list is online at brazosvotes.org. Comments on the candidates forum are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News time approaching 6:09. It's 61 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news coming up at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The celebration for the 2016 Youth Livestock Show begins with the Queen's Dance Saturday, March 19th at 7 p.m. at the Brazos County Expo with opening act Texas Unlimited Band featuring Jason Bolin and the Stragglers. $10 presale tickets available at Cavender's, Catalina Hatters, and Southern Jewels or at the door for $15. Events and livestock shows are scheduled ending with a premium auction on March 24th. The 60th annual Brazos County Youth Livestock Show, March 19th through the 24th, sponsored by American Momentum Bank, BTU, Garrett Mechanical, ASCO Equipment, and Texas Farm Bureau. For a full list of shows and times, visit bcyla.net.
This is Kyle Cassell, your state representative for House District 12. For too long, Washington, D.C. has ignored the problems on the Mexican border, allowing millions of illegals to come to the U.S. As your state representative, I voted to increase state funding for Texas border security, added hundreds of new border troops, and created new, tougher crimes for human smugglers. That's why I've been endorsed by law enforcement, and I would be proud to have your vote. Go to KyleCassell.com to find out more and vote Kyle Cassell on March 1st. Political ad paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign.
Good morning. It's 610. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
We'll have a mix of sun and clouds across the area this afternoon. It'll be warm with a high in the upper 70s. Increasing clouds are expected tonight, breezy with a low only dropping into the lower 60s. Cloudy and breezy on Tuesday with showers and thunderstorms possible, high 70 to 75. Clearing skies Tuesday night, cooler with a low near 45. And plenty of sunshine is expected on Wednesday with a high topping out around 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Scott Kaplan, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with Aggie men's basketball getting a big win, moving ever closer to the tournament. Aggie baseball and softball is just on fire. The women's softball team has won 14 in a row. The guys put up 20 scoreless innings against Pepperdine. We'll have all that and more coming up in sports about 6:50.
Do I have to wait to talk about the Oscar? I mean,
no, I mean, you can right now if you just are hell-bent to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know why you would be.
Oh, just, global warming, of course.
Yeah. I'll just wait. We'll do it a little later. Meantime, deputies in Louisiana arrested a 52-year-old woman they say jumped up and down on top of her car while screaming obscenities. And she was naked in the parking lot of a children's store. Can we think of anything more wronger to go with all that?
No. That takes the cake.
I don't know what she was screaming. I mean, we understand words we can't say on the radio could be something, but, you know, what was it? Door ding? Grocery cart, shopping cart hit the back of her car? Don't know. Kids wouldn't leave the children's store? You know, could be anything.
Was alcohol involved?
Well, it doesn't say that it was. No, it doesn't.
Because I'm betting it was or something.
Could be. While we're talking about swearing, may as well get all this stuff out of the way that we can't say on the radio early. 15-year-old boy in England woke up from a 9-day coma, swearing like a drunken sailor and craving whole wheels of cheese.
Sounds like you growed up real quick.
Which is an odd combination. His family says the teen always liked cheese, but now he even adds it to his cereal.
Whoa.
To his cereal. Is that oatmeal and you slide in those little thin slices so you can have melted cheese in the middle of your oatmeal? What do you think?
Feta and Fiber One.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Info.
Hey, if it catches on, you know, it could show up in the cereal aisle. Lord knows we've got just about everything else there.
I like my milk curdled and salted
and
aged about 12 years.
Fiber One and feta got me.
Yeah. Well, or you could just put it in that kashi stuff or whatever that's called. You wouldn't even notice it, would you?
No, probably not.
This is Mayor Nancy Berry with over 30 years of governmental, nonprofit, and private sector leadership in our community. I'm excited about the chance to serve as your county commissioner. I will bring my record of leadership, fiscal responsibility, and strong commitment to our community. Vote Nancy Berry for County Commissioner Precinct 3 in the Republican primary during early voting February 16th through the 26th, or Election Day, March 1st.
Political ad paid for by the Nancy Berry campaign. Larry Hodges, treasurer.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with a name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Hey, there you go, 614, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's the 29th, isn't it? It's leap day.
It's extra day.
Yeah, be 60 days gone, got 306 to go. Now, it's Underlings Day, it's Bachelor Day. Now, I guess this is my thought, is if you've picked the 29th as February 29th as your day, I mean, do you not think very much of yourself? Or
maybe you're that secure.
Or you're that busy, I don't have time to do it every year. We'll celebrate every 4 years. Anyway, Bachelor Day is the day that bachelors are fair game for proposals and dates from women. It's kind of like Sadie Hawkins Day. Okay,
I can see why they wouldn't want it every year.
Yeah. Now, the deal is, you know, they probably had to come up with this because there are a lot of people who don't know anything about Sadie Hawkins. Or did that come from Lil Abner? Is that correct? Am I right about that?
I don't know. I didn't hear about it until I moved to this area.
This area?
Yeah.
Oh, the Sadie Hawkins dance?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I believe, if only there were a way you could look up Sadie Hawkins.
I'm working on that.
All right. In the meantime, it's also Surf and Turf Day.
Hey!
Yeah, I guess so. Why would anyone make Surf and Turf Day fall on the 29th? It should be celebrated every year.
It is from Lil Abner.
Okay. Well, that was the deal. There was this girl named Sadie Hawkins who I think was chasing Mr. Abner. And
the pseudo holiday is named for the after the so-called, quote, homeliest gal in all them hills.
There you go. And that's what... Oh, how fun. Yeah. Wonder on the dating game if anybody ever met it. Never mind. Anyway.
Her dad was Hexabiah Hawkins.
Really? That's more than I knew.
From Dog Patch.
Yeah, well, I knew it was from Dog Patch. That's for sure. Anyway, after all, a dish that combines two very expensive things like filet mignon and lobster tails. And again, that's what it's supposed to be. Now, what you get at Golden Corral may be a little bit different.
Well, sirloin and shrimps.
Yeah, so there. That's almost the same, equally chewy. Should be just fine. It's also Rare Disease Day. And
good heavens.
Yeah, rare steak and
disease. And it's Leap Day.
It is.
Yeah, all right, we got birthday.
Jesse Usher is 24 from the new movie that's coming out. He's going to play the son of Will Smith in the new Independence Day Resurgence.
Okay, fine.
24 years old. Mark Foster from Foster the People is 32. Peter Savino is 36 from Law & Order SVU. Ja Rule, singer, 40. Antonio Sabato Jr. is 44. Melrose Place, and he was a model. Tony Robbins, all 13 feet of him. 56, and Josh Ackland is 88 from the Mighty Ducks movies. He was also in Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. He's 88 today.
Now, two guys who've died, and of course, you know, that's it, since you don't have a lot of birthdays on February 29th, but Alex Rocco and Dennis Farina, who did not look unalike, if that makes any sense. I mean, there were physical similarities to them.
Okay.
And the kind of people they played, too. You know, they kind of played... Thuggy type people. Alex Rocco was in The Godfather. Well, just anyway, they were both born on this date, which I thought was unusual. Looked a little bit similar and both born on Feb 29. Look, it's all I got, okay? It's Feb 29. What do you want?
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So last week, failed GOP presidential candidate Senator Lindsey Graham sunk to new lows when he attacked Republican voters and Senator Ted Cruz at a Washington Press Club dinner. Aside from saying that Hillary Clinton will be the next president because the GOP has gone bat crazy, the senator went on to joke about killing Ted Cruz. Talk about a sore loser. If you killed Ted Cruz on the floor of the Senate and the trial was in the Senate, no one would convict you, he said. Graham's staff defended the comment, saying it was a joke. It was said at a roast. Now just imagine if I ever joked about murdering a presidential candidate. I think I wouldn't be employed today. Senator Graham, by the way, you are at less than 1% in the polls when you got out, and your out-of-touch jokes like these may just explain why that support was so slim.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you are over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you compare all of the rates and products available. A free annuity rate report has been released, which reveals the annuities with the highest guaranteed rates and lowest fees. Grab a pen right now to receive this free annuity rate report. We researched over 2,000 annuities and have summarized the safest annuities with the highest guaranteed rates in our free report. To find the best annuities, you need the right information. To receive your free, no-obligation annuity rate report, call 1-800-504-1712. That's 800-504-1712. Because when it comes to buying an annuity, shopping rates and products can save you thousands. Call 800-504-1712. 800-504-1712. 800-504-1712.
Brought to you by Brooks & Company.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is quickly approaching. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing an e-filing tax return since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey endorsed local provider. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the assurance that your return has been professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
The National Parks Photography Project exhibit, currently at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum, celebrates the important role that the photographic image has played in the history and creation of our national parks. The core of this exhibit is the timeless black and white photography of American photographer Mark Burns. A portion of this exhibit will also pay tribute to early painters and photographers. The National Parks exhibit will be on display at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum until March 21st. For additional information, log on to bush41.org.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The nine main engines at the base of a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket ignited and began throttling up for launch last evening when an alarm triggered a computer-commanded shutdown, a dramatic conclusion to the company's third attempt in a row to launch a powerful communication satellite. The countdown made it to the T-minus 1 minute 33-second mark when a hold was ordered. Some multinational companies operating in Belgium are considering shifting part of their business out of the country after the European Union declared a government tax scheme illegal and is requiring the companies to pay back hundreds of millions of euros in unpaid taxes. Among the biggest beneficiaries of the program, AB InBev, which is now considering moving some of its activities out of Belgium. China emerged from the weekend group of 20 meeting with a new measure of trust from major trading partners that it won't significantly devalue its currency. Citing mounting threats to the global economy, world financial chiefs vowed to accelerate long-promised economic overhauls. That's Your Money Now.
Should you worry about identity theft during tax season? The answer is yes. The IRS reported over $6 billion in fraudulent refunds in a single year due to identity theft. Plus, thieves can use information from your tax documents to steal your identity well after tax season ends. Maybe you think free credit monitoring will help. Well, it may tell you if there's a problem with your credit, but it won't help you try to fix a tax fraud problem. LifeLock will. If you're a victim of any type of identity theft, their U.S.-based team of specialists will work to resolve your case. And they'll spend up to $1 million on lawyers and experts if that's what it takes. With LifeLock, you get peace of mind now and all year long. Membership starts at just $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Call 1-800-916-7170 or visit LifeLock.com now and use promo code Gordon. That's Gordon to save 10% on your membership. Call 1-800-916-7170. 1-800-916-7170.
This is College Station City Councilman James Benham. In the race for the Texas House, there's a clear choice, John Rainey. John Rainey has served us with integrity, representing our conservative values. He's endorsed by Texas Alliance for Life PAC and Texans for Life PAC because he voted to ban abortions after 20 weeks. John Rainey voted to reduce our property taxes and cut business taxes by $2.6 billion. He voted for historic funding to secure our border with more state troopers. And John Rainey's a staunch defender of the Second Amendment, who is endorsed by the NRA Victory Fund. A lot gets said in campaigns, but John Rainey's word is gold in Brazos County. Jess Fields sold his home and business, moved to Austin to be a lobbyist, and put Brazos Valley in his rearview mirror. Let's put him in ours. John Rainey is a pro-life conservative and a real Republican. Vote March 1st for John Rainey.
Political ad paid for by the John Rainey campaign.
Howdy, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Boardwalk Spa. I recently saw something on Facebook that said we need a day between Saturday and Sunday. I think we'd all like a little longer weekend. But like most folks, Mondays is your least favorite day of the week. According to Forbes magazine, it doesn't have to be. Here's some ideas to make your Mondays a little more tolerable. Number one, dress up. You probably can't do anything about what you've got to do, but wearing your best outfit makes you feel a little more confident, and just looking like you're ready to work tends to make you feel more like you're ready to work. Number two, do something nice for someone.
or do something nice for the whole office. Bring donuts. Research has shown one of the best ways to improve your mood is to make someone else feel happy. Prepare for Monday. If there's something at work that you just can't stand doing, you got to do it every Monday. If you can, get a head start on it on Friday. That way you'll lighten your workload and you'll be able to relax more over the weekend. And finally, number four, make a list of things you're excited about for the week. It doesn't even have to be work-related. Just write down three things that you're looking forward to. Your favorite TV show, having a drink with friends, things of that nature. That way, you'll remind yourself of some good stuff that's coming up, and you won't just concentrate on how awful Monday's going to be. In fact, some people suggest always making plans for Monday night, because then you start off thinking of Monday as your special day, not just the beginning of the work week. I'm fully aware none of this will more than likely make Monday any better, but it's worth a shot, right? And that's my commentary brought to you by Boardwalk Spa. And rest assured, your week would start better if you started there, getting a manicure, pedicure, massage, facial, whatever. I promise you would feel better after doing that, even though it's Monday. To find out more and to get a gift card for someone you love, go to BoardwalkSpa.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Good morning. It's 6:26. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. Get to 78 today. South winds at 5 to 10. Not feeling much like even March, but we'll see. What's that? Comes in like a lion, out like a lamb? Maybe the lamb's already here, huh? Partly cloudy tonight, about 61 will be our low. Tomorrow, slight chance of showers, and it'll be about 74, around 72 on Wednesday. We're going to bounce between 72 and 74, looks like, all the way through Saturday. Gets a little bit cooler on Sunday is what they're telling us. We'll see. It could all change. Right now, the wind's out of the south at 5, 97% relative humidity. Overcast skies, looking at 61 out there.
For the perfect feeling of comfort, call Barker's Heating and Cooling for a new Lennox Home Comfort System. And right now, receive a rebate of up to $1,700 on your qualifying Lennox purchase. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today for the perfect sale on a system that can make you comfortable this season and throughout the entire year.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618. That's 979-314-0618. License number TACLA 28101C.
Linux. Innovation never felt so good.
Understanding how risk-taking works and how to prepare for it can improve your chances that the risks you take will pay off. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to, man to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve! It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
We tend to look at risk-taking in an extreme way.
It's either this very good thing that is going to bring us money and prestige and power and the girl, or it's this bad thing that's going to kill us off or have us live, you know, penniless and alone.
Kate Sukel, author of the book The Art of Risk, says when you look at people who seemingly take big risks, they often don't look at it that way.
And so I think when we see a successful serial risk taker, what we're seeing are a few things. One, that they are super prepared. They know what they're doing because they've done their homework. They have spoken to, you know, people to help them figure out all the ins and outs to understand what the different variables are.
And they're also able to take emotion out of the equation.
They're able to regulate themselves so they're not pushed too far by fear or giddiness or what have you. They can take a step back and put all these variables in context. And then I think the third thing is they take their mistakes and their failures in stride so they can understand what that they should do the next time around.
Preparation is such a key ingredient in successful risk-taking, yet it's often overlooked.
because we often talk about risk-taking and impulsivity as if they are the same thing, and they are clearly not. The, you know, fly-by-the-seat-of-their-pants kind of person is not successful.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. Investigators with the National Transportation Safety Board are expected to arrive today at the scene of a plane crash near the Navasota Airport yesterday that killed two adults and two children. Grimes County Sheriff Don Sowell told our sister station Navasota News 1550 the wreckage was spotted by another pilot who reported it to Easterwood Airport.
Easterwood called the sheriff's office. Deputies went out here with the fire department, the EMS, and after a ground search and with assistance from the PHI helicopter, AirMed, we were able to locate the crash site.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the single-engine, four-seat plane had left Hooks Airport in spring about 15 minutes before the wreckage was found. Morgan says the victims are from the Houston area. A midnight-hour crash yesterday at Welborn and Fitch sent three people to the hospital. According to College Station Police, a westbound SUV went through the intersection and was struck on the driver's side by a northbound car. The driver of the SUV was admitted to a hospital with life-threatening injuries. A passenger in the SUV and the driver of the car were taken to a hospital and released. Anyone with additional information is asked to call College Station Police. Five women were arrested by Bryan Police Friday at three unlicensed massage businesses. A tip last summer from Brazos County Crime Stoppers led to an undercover investigation by members of VPD's Directed Deployment Team, the Department of Public Safety, and Houston Police. The managers of Rose Spa on East 29th and two Chi Massage locations on South Texas and Royal were arrested for operating without a license. The manager at the Royal location was also arrested for prostitution, along with employees at the other locations. All five were released from the Brazos County Jail after posting bond. Photos, including a screenshot taken during the investigation, are online at WTAW.com. College Station Police responded to a domestic disturbance Friday during the noon hour where a man holding his one-year-old daughter jumped to avoid being hit by a car. 29-year-old Policia Johnson of Bryan was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and child endangerment in the parking lot of the Southgate Village Apartments. The child was not hurt, and the man refused medical treatment at the scene for scratches. The day after a Bryan man was released from parole for biting a College Station police officer, he was arrested for selling drugs out of his home. 23-year-old Hector Ocampo Jr. was arrested following a search by Bryan and College Station police and Brazos County Sheriff's deputies. According to the arrest report, BPD's drug enforcement team had watched for 2 weeks what officers thought were drug sales at a house on Kasib Street off 28th Street east of Palisoda. Officers seized more than $500 of cocaine, marijuana, and mushrooms, more than $1,300 cash, and a partially loaded .380 caliber handgun with 100 rounds next to the pistol. In College Station, a teacher at Timber Academy High School told his principal he saw two students involved in a drug sale. 18-year-old DeAnthony Williams was arrested after he told College Station police he gave a friend 23 pills made up of six different prescription drugs. The street value was estimated at $125. Williams is also awaiting trial on a charge of cutting his mother with a knife during a fight last December. College Station police has released a video of a robbery at the La Quinta Hotel that took place on January 2nd. You can see the video online at WTAW.com, along with how to call CSPD if you recognize the suspect. Bryan school board members were told this month there's been enough savings from construction contracts already awarded as part of the bond issue passed by voters in November 2014 to add two more projects. Facilities Director Jeff Windsor says one will move the grounds department to the site of the transportation center.
What we're trying to do is we're trying to take a side of the pavilion that was an old building. It's a metal building over right at the corner of Tabor and Highway 6, and we're going to move them into one end. And PBK is going to design some offices, a break room, restrooms, parts storage, a place to work on the equipment. That will all be enclosed. And then we'll have a storage area underneath the roof to extend the life of our equipment so it's not out in the rain.
There will also be an addition to the transportation center, which will move bus drivers out of a portable building and create room for a lift for bus maintenance. Republican voters in the Brazos County primary will help decide which of three men will be elected to Congress.
The trio was the last to appear at the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum, which you can hear online at WTAW.com. Here's a sampling of their closing comments. First from Grossbeck business owner Caleb Sims.
If our nation is to change course, we've got to have decision makers that are going to make things happen. Excuses are not good enough. If what you're doing is not getting it done, do something different.
From incumbent Bill Forres of Bryan.
Some folks here will try to convince you that they can vote no and wait for perfect to come along. Well, folks, Congress is not perfect, and perfect ain't going to happen. Now, don't get me wrong. Voting no is sometimes the right thing. However, voting no and promising perfect is a flawed strategy.
From the chairman of the Republican Party in McLennan County, Ralph Patterson.
I don't want our tax dollars funding abortion. I don't want our tax dollars funding Syrian refugee resettlement. And there's a lot of other things that we don't want it funding. But if you wait till the last minute and try to get things done, you're not going to get good things done.
A reminder, Election Day voting in Brazos County can be done at any location. The list is online at brazosvotes.org. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 6:35 at 61 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news on the way at 7 or any time at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money. It's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm TJ Reese. At Ingram Wallace & Company, our knowledge of tax laws and legislation allow us to identify key tax planning opportunities to minimize what you owe. Let us develop a strategy for you or your business.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com.
I don't know how things are around your house, but my house, my TV's going. I've usually got the laptop or my tablet in my lap doing some kind of work or just keeping up with, you know, Facebook or whatever. If my daughter's there, you can add her tablet or Kindle because she's looking at a book or something. And that's a lot of stuff going on in your house. And if you don't have good internet service, you could be in trouble. How many slower DSL internet downloads are you going to take before you take the speed test challenge at Suddenlink? Go to speedtest.suddenlink.com today. Don't be forced into something you don't want to use. And right now, as a matter of fact, is the perfect time to make the switch during the Switch and Shout event. When you switch, you get the SL200 HD TV, 50 megs of internet, phone for just $69 a month. And once you've made the switch, buy two, get three for only $69 a month. That's three Suddenlink services for just $69 a month when you make the switch to Suddenlink. Don't wait. Call 1-877-694-9474 today. Make sure you take the speed test challenge as well. And with all of that, you're going to get the 30-day We Promise money-back guarantee. All you've got to do is call 1-877-694-9474 or visit Suddenlink.com.
This is Kyle Cassell, your state representative for House District 12. For too long, Washington, D.C. has ignored the problems on the Mexican border, allowing millions of illegals to come to the U.S. As your state representative, I voted to increase state funding for Texas border security, added hundreds of new border troops, and created new, tougher crimes for human smugglers. That's why I've been endorsed by law enforcement, and I would be proud to have your vote. Go to KyleCassell.com to find out more and vote Kyle Cassell on March 1st. Political ad paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign.
6:38, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest or at Wilton's.com. Wilton's, where you'll find furniture, supplies, and so much more.
We'll have partly sunny skies across the area today with a high getting up into the upper 70s. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight, breezy with a low dropping into the lower 60s. Cloudy and breezy on Tuesday with showers and thunderstorms possible, high in the lower to middle 70s. Clearing skies Tuesday night, turning cooler with a low dropping into the middle 40s. And for Wednesday, plenty of sunshine is expected with a high right around 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Scott Kaplan, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
But this team just seems to have a certain bond and a certain chemistry on the court and off the court that's really special.
That's Alex Caruso. Aggie men's basketball gets a win over the weekend. The women took it on the chin, but Aggie softball and baseball are both pretty much on fire. We'll have all that and more coming up in sports here in about 12 minutes or so.
Well, I think we've all been waiting for this. The Minneapolis Star Tribune has their endorsements out.
Oh, good. I have been.
Yeah. one more on the punch list we can knock out of there. Hillary Clinton and Marco Rubio. That's what they say.
All right.
As far as Madam Hillary, the paper said, we believe Clinton is the clear choice over Sanders for heart and head alike. Well, yeah, I guess if that's all you have to compare to, she would be. Anybody else that might have a rational view of government, well, I don't know. We're not sure. Marco Rubio is best equipped to carry forward the philosophy of free people and free markets, of limited government and free trade, and he doesn't sweat, so that's good. Has this just gotten stupid? I mean...
Yes.
I think Ted Cruz said dancing bears, right?
Yes.
Kind of like going to the circus and dancing bears. Yeah. Donald Trump has picked up an endorsement from Jeff Sessions. U.S. Senator from Alabama endorsed Trump yesterday.
I don't get that one.
I don't either. Telling a rally in Huntsville, I told Donald Trump, this isn't a campaign, this is a movement. I believe that. It's like when the doctor asks you. Never mind.
Yeah, we talked about regular last week.
I believe that the movement is afoot that must not fade away. On the other side of the ledger, Danny Glover was out yesterday with Bernie Sanders on the campaign trail in South Carolina.
That just, I
guess he didn't want to be at the Oscars because of that whole thing. Well, no, and look, that's a Hollywood person, okay? I get that. They're not in the real world anyway. And again, Danny, if you'd go ahead like to go ahead and take your paycheck and spread it out among your less fortunate neighbors. Let's see how that works out for you over time. But it's the young people that bother me. It's the young people who are excited about having the opportunity to vote for somebody like him. Do you want to do insults from the past? We have presidential insults from the past.
That could be fun on Monday.
Pretty good.
John Adams and the third president, Thomas Jefferson, reconciled their friendship after years of political feuding. John Quincy Adams, fifth president, still held a grudge, though, and he once wrote that Jefferson's success during his time in office, quote, was a slur upon the moral government of the world. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wow.
Okay. That's fine. Former President Ulysses S. Grant threw a zinger at President James Garfield in 1881 before Garfield was assassinated. After Garfield made a political appointment that angered Grant, the former president said Garfield has shown that he is not possessed of the backbone of an angleworm. Teddy Roosevelt, widely believed to have said in 1898 that President William McKinley had no more backbone than a chocolate eclair.
Like that.
I do too. Harry Truman, pretty blunt, as Harry would be, talking about Richard Nixon, who was then a congressman. Richard Nixon is a no-good lying bastard.
No!
He can lie out of both sides of his mouth at the same time, and if he ever caught himself telling the truth, he'd lie just to keep his hand in.
Holy cow!
Yeah. Lyndon Johnson's strategy, Gerald Ford had criticized Lyndon Johnson's strategy in Vietnam, and Johnson struck back with one of his kind of interesting comments. He said, yeah, Ford's a nice fellow, but he spent too much time playing football without a helmet. But Jerry Ford's so dumb he can't fart and chew gum at the same time. The press sanitized that to walk and chew gum at the same time. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. But in the meantime, you know, we've got him here, too. There's, you know, if you didn't hear Marco.
He says that I'm sweating all the time. It's hot in here. Am I sweating now? No, all right. He doesn't sweat. He doesn't sweat because his pores are clogged from the spray tan that he uses.
Not quite the same, but maybe that's the 2016 version
of
it.
So. Why doesn't he tan his eye sockets? That's the only part
of it. I don't know. It looks so strange, doesn't it?
And he never wears sunglasses, but he looks like he's got the raccoon tan.
Yeah, he does. He does look like he has the raccoon tan going on. Now, and apparently, I kind of was off the political grid over the weekend, and so I didn't know.
There are worse places to be.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't know anything about this KKK thing and all. Well, Fox News led with it, I think at 6 this morning as I was driving to work. And but apparently, I found this morning. This is Donald Trump talking about the David Duke thing.
I didn't even know he endorsed me. David Duke endorsed me? Okay. All right. I disavow. Okay?
There. He's had enough.
How hard is that?
Yeah. So we got that. All right. Let's see what else. I guess you know who you elect to Congress, but Tulsi Gabbard, you never know who Tulsi, I don't even know, or Tulsi Gabbard, no, I don't know Tulsi. If that's a, it's a she, okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She is stepping down from her post as vice chairman of the National Democrat Committee so she can support Bernie Sanders. And again, I'm guessing that those people in Hawaii know who they've elected. It's kind of like Nancy Pelosi. You know, they think she's wonderful.
Wasn't she
fine.
The one who said they needed more debates? And
yeah,
Debbie Wasserman Schultz said, nah, not so much.
Yeah, that's probably right. I think that probably is the one. I need some Hillary. So here I got some Hillary. I think this is from South Carolina or somewhere. Anyway, so here we go.
I will work every single day to make sure I remove every barrier that stands in your way.
I am going to work day and night.
See, I
to make sure
there.
That our kids have a great future and that America's best days lay ahead.
Yeah, that's the ticket. It's Hillary and Al Franken.
Oh, my heavens.
Now, we may have a winner there. I'm just saying.
A shame he's not at the top of the car, because then it could be Franken Clinton.
Irish Truck Center is having a sale.
Wow.
Hi, this is David Hogan inviting you to come out March 4th and 5th to take advantage of our best prices of the year for zero-turn mowers. Our Mower Madness sale begins Friday morning, March 4th, and lasts through Saturday afternoon, March 5th. We have truckloads of Hustler, Ferris, and Cub Cadet zero-turn mowers with zero money down and 0% financing available. It's Mower Madness, March 4th and 5th at Kyrish Truck Center. Highway 21, a half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
First Fort Hood, now San Bernardino. Lone wolf terrorist radicalized by ISIS. Border crossings vulnerable to criminals. A lethal threat to our nation. And a president who is too timid to fight it. But Central Texas has a congressman who will. Bill Flores.
2 years ago, I warned about this danger from lone wolf terrorists. The president did nothing. And now the danger is here. Washington just doesn't get it. But in Texas, we do. I'm Bill Flores. I won't rest until we harden our border and face down our radical Islamist enemies. We have to trust our troops and give them the tools to do their job.
Conservative Bill Flores. Tough enough to stand up.
I'm Bill Flores. I approve this message, and I'd be honored to have your vote.
Paid for by Bill Flores for Congress. Log on to BillFlores.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday at Producers, learn all about beekeeping. Bees are important pollinators. They can also be a great hobby and generate some income. Come explore the bee world this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
There's just nothing quite as prominent in a landscape as the trees that provide shade to it. But don't take the tree selection lightly. You and your new trees are going to be sharing your lives, hopefully for many years, and you want to be sure that you've made good matches with each one of them. This is a time that many people start thinking about tree planting, so let's look at six critical factors you'll want to consider right after this important message. It's the second printing of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I can save you money on it. It's going to be $31.95, but for a limited time, I'll sell it to you at the price of the first printing. That's just $28.95 plus tax and postage. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Order by calling 800-752-4769 or from neilsperry.com. Remember, it's not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you. Every book goes out signed. Remember, for a limited time, second printing at the same price as the first printing, only $28.95 plus tax and postage. 800-752-4769, neilsperry.com. So here are the six critical factors in choosing a new shade tree. Mature size. Think of any other purchase you might be making. Do you need a sports car or a van? Or are you buying a sofa or a desk chair? Supersize or kids meal? Dalmatian or dachshund? What size clothing do you wear? Everywhere you turn, you're deciding on sizes. It needs to be the same with your shade trees. Unlike furniture and automobiles, trees grow larger and larger. You need to know each plant's fully grown mature size. If you're careless at this point, you could end up with shade trees growing into adjacent trees, rubbing the roof of your house, even falling into the power lines during storms. Do your homework ahead of time. Ask the nurseryman, how tall, how wide will each tree grow? And you'll be able to make informed decisions. Then there's growth form. Odds are that you've never given a tree's growth form, its shape, much consideration, but it's a really important plant feature. How the tree grows does a lot toward determining the message it brings to its surroundings. In most cases, growth form is genetically predetermined. Rounded, spreading, and oval trees are the most natural looking. Weeping trees are graceful and airy in the garden. Some, like weeping yaupon and chaparral weeping mulberry, however, are quite heavy visually. So you need to look at the plant's growth form. Then there's appearance. Ugly trees take just as much water and fertilizer as handsome trees. You're the one making this choice, and it only makes sense to choose a tree that will bring you pride years down the road. Adaptability. Simply put, to be a good member of your family, a tree has to be willing to cooperate. Just like any other invited guest to your home, it needs to be able to prosper with what you can provide for it. Your tree needs to be able to withstand local winters and summers, soils, rain, and drought. Most of all, soils. Then there's longevity. Enjoy digging holes and planting new trees? Well, perhaps you do, but you would enjoy having a tree that would last for a long time. That's critical. Ask your nurseryman, how long is this tree likely to live? The better trees, not the fast-growing ones, but the better trees will live 50 to 150 years. And finally, freedom from pests and other problems. Who wants to plant a tree that's going to have a lot of problems in upcoming years? I'm Neil Sperry, and in our next Plant Talk, Texas, living with fences. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:51. Jalen Jones had 20 points and 6 rebounds to lead number 21 Texas A&M to an 84-69 victory over Missouri on Saturday. Edmond Gilder and Daniel House added 14, and the Aggs are on a 4-game tear. Aggie senior Alex Caruso said the win could be attributed to the tight-knit nature of the group.
Most enjoyable team by far, and that's nothing against the teams they've had in the past, but this team just seems to have a certain bond and a certain chemistry on the court and off the court that's really special. And you can tell by the way we play tonight. I mean, I don't know how many total assists we had, but we were sharing the ball. It was really unselfish, and whoever was open took the shot.
Audio there, courtesy of Texas A&M Athletics. The Aggies' two-game road swing continues when they travel to Alabama. They'll take on Auburn Tuesday, tip scheduled for 8. You can catch it on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Aggie baseball threw 20-plus innings of shutout baseball in Malibu and took 2 of 3 from Pepperdine.
Boomer gets his lead, 2-1 pitch to J.B. Moss, hit hard into left field. They're going back at the wall, at the track, look up and let it fly. Home run in the first inning for J.B. Moss to left field, out toward the Palms and the Pacific. Boomer White scores, J.B. Moss is touching them all. 2-0 Aggies.
That's really all they'd need yesterday, as the guys blanked the way 4-0, and then they shut them out on Saturday 2-6-0. It's the first back-to-back shutouts for the Maroon and White since 2006. Guys will get back to work Tuesday when they host Houston Baptist and the Huskies at 6:30 at Olsen. You can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone, 102.7 FM. Not to be left out, the Texas A&M women's softball team is on fire. They're number 14 in the country, which is only fitting as they have now won 14 in a row. They knocked off Texas A&M Corpus Christi in a 10-run rule game, winning 10-0 in 5 innings at the Aggie Softball Complex. The Maroon and White get back to work March the 4th through the 6th at the San Diego Classic. All the games for the tournament can be heard locally on Navasota News 1550. The 11th-ranked women's basketball team had a little trouble. They fell to number 15 Kentucky, 71-58. But despite the loss, A&M finished tied for second in the SEC and is the number 2 seed in the upcoming tournament. Aggs return to action on Friday at 5 o'clock in the quarterfinals of the SEC tournament in Jacksonville, Florida, as the 2 seed Aggies will face the winner of Tennessee and Arkansas in the quarterfinals. In track and field, Texas A&M freshman Donovan Brazier broke a 26-year-old meet record in winning the SEC 800 meters, while Lyndon Victor improved his Aggie school record and bettered the national record in the heptathlon as he placed third, and the Aggies' overall team finish was second in the SEC Indoor Championships in Arkansas. A&M soccer got a pair of goals from freshman Jordan Hill to score a 2-0 win over the Lamar Cardinals at Ellis yesterday. In high school hoops, Jabril Hunter scored 21 points to lead the Navasota boys basketball team to a 60-58 victory over Hardin-Jefferson. So the 4A regional quarterfinals are set. Navasota versus Houston Wheatley, that'll go down Tuesday at 7. That game is in Cy Springs. Zane Stavnoa scored 23 to lead College Station to a win over Waco in the Bi-District, 58-51. That 5A regional quarterfinal is set as well, as College Station will take on Houston Yates Tuesday at 6 in Magnolia. Chandler Parsons scored 29, and here's Roger Amrick to look at the Lone Star NBA action.
Mavericks have no problem with the Timberwolves on Fox Sports Southwest.
Ball game over. Mavericks win 128-101 over the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Chandler Parsons had a big night.
Yeah, games like this are hard to come by. We haven't had many of them this season, so to have a game where we can really just, you know, handle a team and not have anybody play too high of minutes and get some rest in the fourth quarter is obviously huge for us going forward. This week with playing every other day, games like this are very important.
Roger Amrick, TSN Sports.
On now to the PGA, where Adam Scott shot an even par final round of 70 to win the Honda Classic. Scott finished with 9-under and 1 shot ahead of Sergio Garcia. And finally, in NASCAR action, Jimmy Johnson has won the Sprint Cup race in Hampton, Georgia. He finished in front of Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Kyle Busch. For Johnson, the victory is his 76th, which ties him with the late, great Dale Earnhardt.
It's such an honor. The chaos at the end and the crash and wondering about overtime and how it worked these days, I kind of lost sight of that. And I remembered on my victory lap coming down and had to come by and throw a 3 out the window to pay respects to the man. So there's a huge void in my career that I never had a chance to race with him, but at least I was able to tie his record.
And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm voting for Ralph Patterson for Congress. Bill Flores lied to me, and I'm tired of politicians trying to trick me. I can read a voting record. Bill Flores voted to fund Planned Parenthood when he voted for H.R. 2029. He voted to fund Syrian resettlement in Texas. Ralph Patterson supports a strong national defense. Ralph Patterson has endorsed the Cruz plan to deport illegal immigrants. Please join me and vote for Ralph Patterson for Congress.
Patterson, and I approve this message, paid for by Patterson for Congress.
When it comes to my money, I like to keep things simple. That's why I have a Prosperity Simply Free checking account. Free. No one's going to beat that price. And there's no monthly maintenance fee, no individual check fees, unlimited withdrawals, free debit card, free online banking. Prosperity is the big bank with your community's bank inside, where you find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com, member FDIC. $100 minimum deposit to open account.
This is Sheriff Chris Kirk. Over the past 20 years, enhancements in technology have changed our daily lives, and it is no different for law enforcement. As your sheriff, I have worked to increase the operational efficiency of the sheriff's office by implementing advancements in technology that increase the safety of our deputies and our community. For nearly 20 years, I have proudly served as Brazos County Sheriff, and I would truly appreciate your vote.
Re-elect Sheriff Chris Kirk. 20 years of proven leadership. Political ad paid for by the Chris Kirk Campaign. Stephen Albritton, Treasurer.
Aggie basketball radio shows are at Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road on Monday nights this year. Starting at 6, it's the Gary Blair Show. At 7, the Billy Kennedy Show. Come join both coaches for 2 hours of Texas A&M basketball. Each show features special guests and questions from the audience. Certain Mondays, due to travel schedules and games, only one show may be aired. So go to the Athletics website for broadcast times and stations. It's Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road. Aggie basketball. Gary Blair at 6, Billy Kennedy at 7. Hear both on the radio.
Hi, I'm Pat Sefcik of Sefcik Service Center, and I'm asking you to vote for my lifelong friend, Gabriel Garcia, for County Commissioner, Precinct 3. Gabriel Garcia is a graduate of Texas A&M, a local business owner, a father, and devoted husband. Gabriel has dedicated many years to multiple outreach organizations, civic committees, and city boards. He is an active member of St. Joseph Catholic Church. Vote Gabriel Garcia for County Commissioner, Precinct 3.
Political ad paid for by Gabriel Garcia Campaign, Patrick Sevcik, Treasurer.
All right, Sport Boy, what is overtime in NASCAR? What does that mean?
Well, if there's a wreck within the last three laps, what they do is go to what's called a green-white checkered, and they used to do three of them, and now it's unlimited until there is a winner of the race and there's a mark on the back straight where when they cross that, it's an official race.
Well, so they got to go three more.